All right, you've been pretty in the past. You have been very vocal about using blinds, using, you know, sticking to what you want to shoot, homemade equipment, all that. Has that changed at all? Has those attitudes changed?
Well, Pat, you know, number one, when you're in a crisis, you mellow quite a bit because you find out what's really important in life. I mean, I can remember some people sending me hate mail because they took a bad shot of the caribou. And now, under chemotherapy and fighting for my life, I've got to be honest with you, that seems fairly mute. But my motto has always been never give up, never say never, do the best you can with what God gave you, and, you know, just absolutely don't quit. And, you know, do the best that you can and dig in and grab throat by the life. The truth is that I do not believe in cameras in the woods. I do not believe in corn piles. I do not believe in top-up blinds. I don't believe in ATVs to box blinds with computers and electric in them and windows. I mean, I don't believe in 9,000 different types of scents. I don't believe in $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 with clothing that is scent depressant with charcoal, antivated, antimicrobial, something else. I wash my clothes in baking soda. But now I need help. So I can only do spot and stalk to the extent that I can move my chair and hold my bow and have somebody help me. So I have been forced to do blinds and cutoffs, but I insist on building my own blind and helping with sticks or structure or a deadfall. And I haven't changed my philosophy at all. I want everyone to know, though, and I know there's people listening right now who are whitetail hunters who use all of the things that you see on the dream season and the this season and the redemption and all this stuff. There's nothing wrong with any of that. What's important is to get out in the woods and enjoy the most that you can. And I also admit something else, you know. Any animal that I can shoot with a longbow and harvest is a trophy. From a small doe to a spike buck. People who specialize in trophy hunting monster whitetails, I mean, really monsters, and that's what they shoot. You know, maybe many of these things are necessary to get the job done. But I have tried at my absolute most not to change my philosophy just because I have an impediment and just because I'm crippled and I'm a paraplegic. I've tried my best not to. But I'm forced to a certain extent to do so. I think that's a pretty honest answer right there. What is frustrating is that the wheelchair is so limited. You know, I work out of my wheelchair, and I have an off-road wheelchair called a Renegade. It's made in Maine that has two 10-gear sprockets on each side. But it's still, you ain't going over a 2-foot deadfall. You're not going through a swamp, and you're not going uphill more than much of a grade. So I need help, but help I have.